The Jewish Kabbalist Isaac of Akra spoke of absorption into God as a jug of water into a running well. In Eastern traditions, the images more commonly reference emptiness, which is seen as ridding the mind of illusions. Abolition of self should not be confused with abolition of consciousness. As Underhill explains, in this transcendent act of union, the mystic sometimes says that he is conscious of nothing. But it is clear that this expression is figurative, for otherwise he would not have known that there had been an act of union. Were his individuality abolished, it could not have been aware of its attainment of God. Rather, it means abolition of that hard separateness, that I-me-mine which makes of man a finite, isolated thing. The mystic who seeks a deeper consciousness puts aside the artificially constructed selves that play out roles in everyday life. Or, as the Indian poet Tagore, 1861 to 1941, puts it, Nirvana is not the blowing out of the candle. It is the extinguishing of the flame because day is come. The born-again experience. Many people in the Western Christian tradition have experienced the form of RSME that is known as a conversion, or born-again experience, in which they first become aware of a spiritual dimension to their lives and choices. The experience, although often life-changing, usually does not involve mystical consciousness. As Stace puts it, these experiences have a family resemblance to mystical consciousness, but are not, strictly speaking, the same thing. Generally, the term born again refers to an intense conversion experience of the sort studied by William James and Alistair Hardy. It is associated today with evangelistic crusades and charismatic renewals. According to Barna Research, in 1991, about 35% of Americans said they have had a born again experience. This percentage rose to 40 in 2005. The Gallup organization has been asking a similar question for decades. Would you describe yourself as a born-again or evangelical Christian? In 1976, 34% of respondents said yes, and in 1998, it was 47%. The average is about 39%. The overall rise in percentages may relate to the growth of charismatic renewals and denominations over the last 40 years.